mostly people felt good about their lives, reporting are practicing low risk drinking, not much marijuana use or other illicit drugs reported. And no,
people seem to be kind of satisfied with their lives to a certain extent too, or
yeah, and we got surveys in for the 26 to 35 and only 18 from the 18 to 25 demographics, and the rest were 36 and over. So I think the older population, the majority of them are pretty happy with their lives.
So this doesn't give you as clear a picture of younger people in town.
Exactly. And one thing that has come up with our coalition meeting is that the timing of year when we submitted the surveys was a lot of time where a lot of the younger people are gone. So we're going to look at timelines next time when they're more available so that we can get a longer range of age and response.
Describe the questions overall in the survey. You focused on everything from sort of being satisfied with your life and safe and useful and so on, and having family to drug use and alcohol and income and so on.
Mm-hmm. And then we also looked at physical assault in the family or domestic violence. Just really brief questions. They were really kind of a starting point for us for future surveys. But we wanted to get a sense of what is going on, because we don't have any of that data out there. And so at least we have a starting point, and we can start looking at different demographics and measuring, seeing what relates and what doesn't relate.
What about morality?
Yeah, that brings me to the share comments, which that was a big surprise. There was a lot of comments. I actually have 8 pages of comments, at least. So people really took the time to describe what they thought was the biggest concern in our community. And it was interesting that morality and or values and integrity was a major issue for them. And again, this survey was presented in November, and we're just now releasing the results.
Along with morality, substance abuse has several pages here, too, of comments. What were some of the top concerns that you saw in the comments there?
A lot of correlation between family functioning, the community, and youth concerns. You know, the community needs to be good role models. Parents need to parent their kids. Kids don't have anything to do, so the community should be doing more things. So the cycle all around substance abuse, and there's not one reason why a person uses or directly influences substance abuse. We forget that using substances are fun and is a motivator to keep using. And so it's not necessarily the family functioning or the parental rules or the school policy that really influences substance use. I mean, consequences, you know, motivate change, but we still have the perception that the community should do something, or the parents should do something, or the school should do something. So we're all kind of stuck. We're all getting a circle.
And also, I noticed some complaints here about adults, as far as things for adults to do. You mentioned not things for kids to do, and I think a lot of people would disagree that there's not things for kids to do.
Right.
They might also disagree that there's not things for adults to do, but several people made comments about not having a place to go at night and do things, or not, you know, regular events that aren't having something to do with drinking. Or
bar settings, right. Right, that is a big concern, and some people that are trying to be clean and sober or just don't want to be in that atmosphere, it's hard to meet people when you don't go to bars. So what are our other options? And we don't have a lot.
There were some comments, just negative comments about the survey in general. There were some people who felt like, this is none of your business. How dare you ask about this? Why are you doing this? And you should be counseling people and so on.
That kind of made me laugh a little bit because one person, not to point out one person, but we should not be doing surveys, but just focusing on grants and keeping our doors open. And this is a grant.
This is kind of one of those things you have to do in order to keep your grants.
Yeah, I have to do what the grant says to keep the money coming in. So so this was the grant that's keeping our doors open and allowing us to provide prevention services in our community.